Blog Talk Radio.
Grand Song Live. And welcome to Garage Talk Live. It's Tuesday, March the 26th. We're almost a week in the spring, hard to believe. Weather has been a little rainy and sunny. Hopefully the snow and the cold's out here. We've got a few more overnight lows, but check your regional weather for details. Anyway, we have IndyCar in action this past weekend, and NASCAR was down in my neck of the woods. Martinsville Speedway Truck Series and the Cup Series in action. Xfinity has had the week off. Everybody will be back at Texas Motor Speedway this weekend, so we'll make our picks when that time comes. Anyway, I picked Denny Hamlin for Martinsville this weekend. Well, that was not to be. It turned out to be another Ford victory in the Cup Series and a Toyota in the Truck Series. Well, let's start with the IndyCar results. Colton Herta won the Circuit of the Americas. Race now the NTT IndyCar Series. It was Horizon. It was, that's their series sponsor, NTT. So turns out to have a, and this was round two, so it was a double header. They like to run these double header road courses, so. But anyway, round two won by, unless that was actually the second race of the season. Maybe that's where they're calling it round, I don't know. Sometimes in Michigan they'll run two, and just another place they'll run two. Have to check the schedule. And Colton Herta, a rookie, took the event. Started fourth, though. Joseph Newgarden was second. Ryan Hunter-Reay finished out the podium. Graham Rahal, good run for him, taking fourth. I guess the wifey was with him this weekend, but she was off, that being Courtney Force Rahal. Sebastian Bourdais took the fifth spot. Go Andretti was sixth. Takuma Sato was seventh. Patricio O'Ward. Okay. Spanish first name, Irish second name. Not O'Ward, but O'Ward. O apostrophe Ward. Finished eighth. Alexander Rossi was the ninth. And Jack Harvey rounded out the top ten. Two leaders. The laps led out of the 60-lap event. Will Power led 45. So it's pretty bad when you lead 45 of the 60 laps, and Colton Herta led the last 15 for the victory. They don't have stages in IndyCar, at least not yet. Hopefully they don't. They don't have a long enough race. There's only 24 cars in the field. You know how that goes. And they're open wheel, so they try to keep them clean. They get by them pretty quick anyway. One caution for four laps. Time of the race took off 2 hours, 2 minutes, and we'll say 6 seconds, according to the 0.0587, so I figure that's 6 seconds. Or six-tenths of a minute. Average speed, 102. One lead change. Oh, six-lap caution. I misread that. I thought it was four. Fastest lap at 112.732. By the leader on lap 54. By the 88 car, Colton Herta, the eventual winner. Everybody runs the same chassis, old Dolores. Everybody runs Firestone tires. The only difference, you have your choice of engines. You have Chevy, and you have Honda. Honda won today. Chevy came in second, third, fourth, and fifth. I mean, Chevy came in second, and Honda not only won, but came in third, fourth, and fifth. So, it was a pretty clean race. The only caution on was for contact between two vehicles in turn 20. That's a lot of turns on a road course. Usually they got a dozen. So, really tweet. It's my cat. He's not happy with the outcome. He's a pretty good boy. 18 and a half, can't complain. Anyway, we let him do what he wants. That being said, let's check the Indy points. Indy points are as follows. Joseph Newgarden is an 18-point lead over Colton Herta. So let's say Brian Herta. What's the relate? It's probably his son. Brian, I haven't seen Brian's name in a while. Listed in a while. Scotty Dixon is third. Alexander Rossi is fourth. Graham Rahal, fifth. Will Power, sixth. Marco Andretti, seventh. Ryan Hunter-Reay is eighth. James Hinchcliffe is ninth. And Rosenquist rounds out the top 10 in points. Let's see when the next race is. Soon as I find it. The schedule. I just have it downloaded somewhere. Here we go. The Honda Indy Grand Prix of Alabama, April 7th. So we're off this weekend, and we will be back the following weekend. And that'll be in Birmingham at the Barber Motorsports Park. And that's when they'll be back in Axione. So, all you IndyCar fans, you'll have a weekend off. All you drag racing fans who had the weekend off, will be looking forward to the following week as well. An HRA off again this weekend, and they go back to Vegas on April the 7th for the 4-Wide Nationals. Round one, the original 4-Wides were at ZMAX in Charlotte, or Concord actually, which is just outside of Charlotte. So they're going out to the Strip at Las Vegas for the 4-Wides. So that ought to be interesting. And then from there they go to Houston. Anyway, TV schedule for the 4-Wides will be Sunday from 5:30 to 8:30 on Fox Sports 1. That could be a live one. That's Eastern time. Out there it'll be Western time. So to 9, 3 hours. Wait. No, I was right the first time. I was looking way ahead. I saw 4-Wide. That's the one in Charlotte. 5:30 to 8:30, Fox Sports 1. And that'll be Eastern time. So that went out. They can probably get the whole rundown in 3 hours because you run four vehicles on the track at once instead of two. So, this should be interesting. Let's check the points. NHRA points. Kalita over Leah Pritchett and Steve Torrance and Billy Torrance are your top four. Richie Crampton, one last time out. Number five, Terry McMillan, sixth. Mike Salinas, seventh. Eighth, Clay Milliken, ninth. Antron Brown, and rounding out the top 10. Austin Prock, the rookie driver for John Force Racing. Brittany Force is 12th. She just won a championship 2 years ago, but she had a rough season last year, wrecking a couple times, a car rolling over. And it was a little tough to come back from. Funny car. Robert Height leads the top spot. Fast Jack Beckman in number two. We should be trying. Let's try to get Fast Jack one. Matt Hagen, number three. John Force, number four. Tommy Johnson Jr., number five. Tim Wilkerson, sixth. Bob Tasca Jr., the third. Seventh. J.R. Todd is eighth. Bonnie Capps is ninth. And rounding out the top ten, Sean Langdon. In pro stock, Bo Butner leads the points over Alex Laughlin. Jason Line is third. Eric Enders 3 points behind him in fourth. Matt Hartford is fifth. Roger Brogdon is sixth. I haven't seen his name in the top ten in this first year in a long time. Jed Coughlin Jr. is seventh. Derek Kramer eighth. Kenny Delco ninth. Chris McGahey 10th. In 11th, there's the shocker, Greg Anderson. I used to see him out of the top five, let alone the top 10. So it's usually him and teammate Jason Lang kind of hanging up high on the top spot. But not the case. Check on the ARCA series. We haven't talked about them in a little while, other than the fact that Haley Deegan, who drives for Bill McAnally in the Can-Am West series, has got herself a little deal going with iK9. If you don't know who that is, just look at the 18 car in the Xfinity series that Kyle Busch drives, and also spends time with Jeffrey Earnhardt driving, who will be in the car in Texas. Jeffrey Earnhardt back in the car. Usually he'll be, when he's not in the 18, he was in the, like this past weekend, the weekend before he was in the 81, so. Jeffrey Earnhardt back in the 18 for Texas. It's good to see he's got a good ride, and he's got to get a better finish, get that machine dialed in. Haley Deegan is 17 years old. There we go, home tracks. Look for the K&N West series. She was leading the points. So she wins in Las Vegas on dirt, and she has two wins this year. So this, and she never raced dirt ovals. There was a video of her she tweeted from racing in a Baja via truck. So she'll be moving on to the ARCA series. Driving Toyota. We only have three. How do they call that standings? I don't know. It just shows who won the race. Next race will be after one race, one win, she leads the points. So she only led one lap, but hey, good for her. I think she does have two wins in the K&N West so one was at least last year. Being 17, he's already got a win on a dirt track. That's a good start. After that, they're signing her to – old Venerini plucked her up to run in ARCA for a few races. So get used to that ARCA series pavement. If I was Kyle Busch and Haley has a really good year in K&N, I'd plop her in the – on his truck series. Then we could have Natalie Decker and Haley Deegan competing together. When was the last time they had two women in a series competing against each other? Well, I guess I can go back to when Danica Patrick made the jump to Xfinity. Well, it was Nationwide back then. Her main female combat, now Danica drove for Dale Jr. Good equipment. And there was a young lady up coming up from the Modifieds. Because I've had on my show quite a few times, interviewed her in person every time I saw her at the track. When was the last time? Was at Richmond. And that was Johanna Long. Now, Johanna Long didn't have good equipment, but she always seemed to finish better than Danica. And that was the last time we had two women effectively competing in a series. And we've had Jennifer Jo Cobb in the truck series compete against a few, was Deborah Renshaw racing at the same time? I don't know. And I think it was Deborah and there was another young lady, too, that used to run. Last name was Gordon. She wound up trying to run for Congress after that. But Tina Gordon, that was her name. I had to think for a second. And she's been out of the limelight for so long, it ain't funny. But, you know, then there's Shauna Robinson who competed for a while, but I don't know if she had any ladies competing in the Cup Series with her. I think she was the only one of her era that was, when she was in Xfinity, I think they had a couple in trucks, so, but look for Haley and Natalie coming head-to-head in the truck series soon. My prediction, can't go by that. Anyway, speaking of NASCAR, let's check the ARCA series. Speaking of ARCA, I should say. Next race will be April the 14th at Salem Speedway for the Kentuckiana Ford Dealers 200. Your points leaders are Christian X, Travis Braden, Brett Holmes, Joseph Graff, Michael Self, Brad Smith, Tommy Vi, Harrison Burton, Chandler Smith, and Ty Gibbs. Natalie Decker not running for ARCA points because she's running in the Gander Outdoors Series. Gander Outdoor Series in action this weekend at Martinsville. And it was a Kyle Busch snooze fest, I'd like to say. Because he led a whopping 4 times for 174 of the 250 laps. The next biggest lead runner was Ross Chastain, who led twice for 53, and he wound up fourth. So you had Kyle Busch, Ben Rhodes, Brett Moffitt, as I posted on Garage Talk Live Facebook, and Twitter, because one goes to the other. I'll let the cat out of the bag. I wonder how all these people post on one thing and it winds up on everything else. They're all linked. Anyway, Ross Chastain, as I said, was fourth. Stuart Friesen, fifth. Matt Snyder, sixth. Grant Enfinger, seventh. Matt Crafton, eighth. Johnny Sauter, ninth. Bubba Wallace in the field. His neck of the woods, actually. Well, he was in the cup race anyway, but he's from that area, Danville, Martinsville. It's what they call Southside here in Virginia. It's his home track, I'm sure. And Harrison Burton. Bubba Wallace finished 10th. No Natalie Decker today, this weekend. She had the weekend off, I guess. She just turned 21. She got a 21-year-old, a 17-year-old in action. And Jordan Anderson, former guest of the show, in 26th. Where was Jennifer Joe in the event? I don't see. I don't even think she entered. I could be wrong. No Jennifer Jo Cobb this week. Figured she'd save the equipment. She'd probably be back in Texas. Anyway. Travis Quapel. In the one, Beaver Motorsports Chevrolet. He's been in that vehicle before. Got that listed as TJL, Tracy Johnson Lowe, friend of mine. I guess they teamed back up together. That's good, because they were Make Motorsports. They had TJ Bell driving. Stuart Friesen leads the points. Grant Enfinger second. Brett Moffitt third. Johnny Sauter fourth. Fifth, Harrison Burton. Sixth, Ben Rhodes. Seventh, Austin Hill. And Matt Crafton rounds out the top eight. Eight make the playoffs in the Truck Series. So Austin Hill will bump Stuart Friesen down a spot seating-wise. I think I'm going to talk to NASCAR and say those competing for points ought to be listed according to how they're seated with wins and then overall points if they don't have any. Now, they'll do that toward the end of the season, regular season, before you get to the playoffs, and then sometimes they won't update it for a couple weeks. But anyway, it was Kyle Busch's 54th victory in 148 Gander Outdoor Truck Series races. He just had his 53rd not too long ago. So it's his 201st NASCAR Touring Series win. That moves him there a little bit. Now you figure he's got 94 Xfinity wins. He gets 100 there. That's his closest shot. If he can get 100 in the Truck Series and then get 100 in the Cup Series, now then we're talking some, 200 wins overall is one thing, but everybody says it was, Richard Petty got 200, but and that was in the Cup Series, but back in the early days, they didn't run one race a week. They run more than that. Sometimes two and three races a week. So he was but then you figure he had twice as many wins as David Pearson. Pearson, I think, wound up 104, 105 for his career in the Cup Series. So you figure if Kyle Busch can get cash David Pearson to take over second place, that's saying a lot. He's going to be a Hall of Famer anyway, but that's beside the point. There were 8 lead changes amongst 4 drivers. 7 cautions for 50 laps. 2 of those, stage conclusions. So, not any major incidents, considering Martinsville is really tight. So, let's hear from Mr. Bush, see what he had to say.
Kyle Busch, driver the number 51 Cessna Toyota, crew chief Ryan Fugel. Kyle, do you want to just open up talking about win number 201 out there today?
Yeah, we had a pretty good truck. You know, everything that we did to it yesterday and trying to improve on it and make it better for today was certainly beneficial. Rudy and these guys worked really hard on some good changes, some smart changes, and getting all that stuff done, especially overnight, getting us ready to go for the track conditions for today. But overall, just a good day, fast Cessna Toyota Tundra, and cool to be up front like we were and to put her in the wind there at the end and go get another one.
All right, Rudy, talk about your view of that win from on top of the box today.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard. The tires weren't wearing all that much yesterday, so it was kind of some of it's laying on in our seat in the crew chief and trying to figure out when we're going to pit and not to get out strategies and try to make the right decision with Kyle driving to put ourselves where we don't have to pass many people but not – be at a disadvantage on tire strategy. So it was a little bit more stressful than sometimes the last couple wins have been, but it was fun.
All right, we'll open up for media questions. Please raise your hand, wait for a wireless mic, and we'll go to the back of the room with Jacob.
Jacob Thielen, Speedsport Magazine. 2 questions, 1 for Kyle. 7 wins and 11 starts across the 3 series to open the year. Have you ever been on a streak like this before, do you feel like, or is this perhaps the best streak to open a season you've ever had?
I'm not exactly sure. I mean, I don't remember what year it was, but I remember there being a time when you used to be able to race for the championship in all 3 divisions, and I led the points across all 3 series early on in the season, so I do remember that. But overall, you know, just going out there and doing a good job working with some great people and having the opportunity to drive fast stuff is pretty cool right now, and putting ourselves in the right spots and doing the right things when it matters most to win. So 7 of 11 is nice. Could have been 9 or 10 probably. So that's what the scary part is, if it wasn't for some simple mistakes. But overall, you know, it's been fun, and damn shame I'm only allowed 5 and 7.
And Rudy, I know you've been chasing a clock for a long time here. What's it mean to finally get one?
Yeah, I mean, this place is so historic, you know, and we've done great as a KBM as an organization here, but I don't do an exceptional job at the short tracks. That's not what I was started with, so I struggle at them, period. Try to get as much practice as I can at it, and getting one is pretty cool.
Stay in the back.
Peter Strada, TSJ Sports. For Kyle, you've set a target win total in both Cup and Xfinity. Have you considered a win total in trucks?
Yes and no. I mean, I'm only allowed 5 a year, so it's going to be tough to accumulate too many in the foreseeable future. But overall, just you know, keep doing what we do. If we can win 4 or 5 of the 5 each and every year, then it'll hopefully add up over the course of the next 10 years or whatever. So that'll put you right around 100.
We'll come up front to Nate here, please.
Nate Ryan, ABC Sports. Kyle, you have Texas and Charlotte left. Do you like your chances of winning both of those? And what would it mean if you went 5 for 5?
Yeah. You know, obviously working with Rudy, working with any of our crew chiefs, they're all really good. I worked with Hillman last year and won races. I worked with Marcus before that, won races. So Jerry Baxter, every one of our guys that's been at KBM and Rudy since, what, 13? Yeah. And so I'd like to think that Texas is a good place. We saw how fast Todd was there last year. He was really, really good. So, you know, I think that our guys have a good baseline. We'll go to Texas and work on our stuff and try to improve it and practice. Same thing as we always do, and put a good piece out there for the race. And then Charlotte's always one of my best tracks, favorite tracks, and enjoy running there with the trucks especially. And so You know, there's a good opportunity to be able to go.
Driver says they want to win every race, but was that like a specific goal to start this year for you?
No, it wasn't necessarily a goal. I mean, it's kind of an expectation, but, you know, we just go out there and do what I said, just work hard and smart. And, you know, today we just kind of let the race kind of play itself out and kind of come to us, if you will. There when guys were racing real hard and trying to get that second stage and all that sort of stuff, we just kind of bided our time and waited and then, you know, made moves when we needed to.
They have Kyle Busch on his win and winning in other series. They only allow him so many races to compete in a year, so he's done three. He needs five. They let him five. So it's five in the trucks and seven in the Xfinity. He used to run them all. He used to run for points. Well, anyway, there's a few announcements. Angela Ruck, who was actually used to be Angela Cope, had an announcement. I wonder if that had her to do with running the truck series this past weekend or something coming up.
We are pleased to be joined by Al Neese and Angela Ruck. We have a special announcement, and I'm going to go ahead and throw the mic to you guys and open up and let us know what you have to say.
I'm Al Neese, owner of the Neese Motorsports 45 and 44 truck. Early this year, we were like everybody else working out some packages with sponsors and drivers. So we started talking to Angela really early this year, but we weren't able to put anything together until in the last couple of weeks. So Angela's going to be driving, I think, about 11, 12 races for us this year in the 44 truck. So I don't have the list of races. I just flew in town, so...
Well, yeah, Angela, can you just talk about this opportunity?
Yeah, you know, I want to thank Al for this opportunity. Obviously, it's been a dream come true for me to be offered to run with an amazing team. And Al himself being the only veteran team owner out there in NASCAR, I'm just blessed to be a part of it. So I'm super excited. We'll start this first race off in Texas. So.
Awesome. Any particular tracks you're looking forward to going to with the team?
You know, most of the tracks actually that I think we're signing on for the 12 races, I've been to pretty much every single one except Talladega. So, again, I'm just really excited. This seems like a great group of guys, and I couldn't be more thankful.
Thank you. Do we have any media questions? We have Chris Knight back here. We can get a wireless mic for Chris.
Chris Knight, catchfence.com. Angela, Nemco Motorsports said a couple weeks ago that they expected you to be in the truck at Texas next weekend, so I just wonder what happened and how do you feel like that you will jump from that organization to the Neese, and what we can expect from
you know, I can't say anything but good things about Nemco over there. You know, he's taken great care of me, and unfortunately, just things didn't work out. This opportunity kind of fell into my lap, but, you know, with Neese Motorsports, and I couldn't pass it up, but I do know that they totally are understanding and they wish me the best of luck. I'm excited. I think he's excited. The whole NEMCO team is excited for me as well. So,
do we have other media questions? Yeah, Jacob.
Jacob Zillman, Speed Sport. You started off so strong in Daytona, and you mentioned that a lot of the tracks you're going to, you've been to in the past. What are your expectations for this deal with Neese, especially given the speed they've shown early in the year?
Obviously, you know, again, starting out, I put a lot of pressure on myself. You know, we had some great runs, had a decent run in Vegas. We had some communication problems as far as radio goes. But all in all, I just feel like I'm putting myself in a really great situation this year, especially running with these great guys, and they're putting in a great truck. So the pressure is definitely there, obviously, and very, you know, there's only a few of us women out there right now, so we really say you got to step up our game. So I feel confident, and we'll see what Texas holds for us.
There you have Angela Ruck signing a deal with Neese Motorsports. So we could look for her in Texas. Do we have Natalie and Angela together? Interesting. I haven't seen much from Natalie in a little bit. I wonder what she's been up to. Usually she tweets up a storm. Either her and Haley's been on the tweet fest as well. Matter of fact, let me check the Twitter feed. See what she tweeted out. Just a new profile pic. So we'll have to see. Miss Decker has been a little quiet. I wonder if she's, I don't know what she's been doing. Anyway. The main event of the weekend was not a Kyle Busch day. He was not able to get another win in the Cup Series, even though you can't count him out. I kind of picked Denny Hamlin last week, so I kind of feel, how do I say it, disappointed that it didn't turn out the way I liked it. You know, I look at the data from the prior two races, which in this case was last year, and when we go to October, I will look at this weekend's, past weekend's race and the October race from last year. And then I'll base my decision on that. But in dominating fashion, leading, winning stage one, stage two, stage three, which is the checkered flag, leading two times for 446. 446. Of 500 laps at the tightest little track on the NASCAR circuit. Brad Keselowski thanked the field, giving him his second win of the season, fourth moving him to, I think, either the top seed or tied for the top seed with Kyle Busch. So, it's going to be a Ford-Toyota battle this year, I think. Most of the Fords, of course, Penske. The Roush Fords haven't been done so well, which is kind of surprising because Roush Yates builds the motors that everybody uses, so somebody's working out some suspension bugs there and strategies. Chase Elliott, who led one time for 49 laps, was battling towards the end to hopefully catch Brad Kay and get his first grandfather clock. He fell a little short. The margin of victory was just about 6/10 of a second, so it was that close. They just ran out of laps. I think Chase Elliott not only had to find a line to catch up to Brad Keselowski, he also had to fend off Kyle Busch, who did not lead a lap but wound up third. Ryan Blaney was fourth, and my pick, Denny Hamlin, was fifth. Kevin Harvick was sixth. Clint Bowyer, seventh. Martin Truex, eighth. Eric Almirola, ninth. Daniel Suarez rounds out the top 10. Your pole sitter was Joey Logano. And where did and Joey wound up 19th, still on the lead lap. Did lead one time for five laps, so only three guys led the laps. Let's go to the three lead changes amongst three drivers. Seven cautions for 56 laps. Two of those stage conclusions, so you can chop out eight laps on stage number one and nine laps on stage number two. So 18 of those 56 were stage conclusion, so that drops it down into 38 laps, I believe. If I do my math right, 38 laps for incidents, and they are all single. All but one was a single car incident. Caution number five between the 13 13 into 24 on lap 313, and that was only a six-lap bird to clear out, so wasn't too bad there. It was Brad Kay's 29th in 347 Monster Energy Cup Series starts, his second this year, fourth top 10, and his second victory and 13th top 10 in 19 races at the Paperclip. Chase Elliott in second. It's his second top 10 this year. Kyle Busch had his 17th top 10 in 28 races at Martinsville. Highest finishing rookie, Ryan Preece. Kyle Busch leads the point standings by 21 over Denny Hamlin. But, here's the big but, Kyle has two wins, Hamlin has one. Brad Kay now has two wins, so if they were going according to playoff seedings, Brad Kay would bump Hamlin down to third. But in third right now is Kevin Harvick, Joey Logano fourth, Brad Kay fifth, Eric Almirola the sixth. He's doing something in the 10 car that the last driver couldn't do. She gets a lot of credit for being there, but I wish he'd have run better. Martin Truex, 7th. Ryan Blaney, 8th. Chase Elliott, 9th. Kurt Busch, 10th. Kyle Larson, 11th. Ricky Stenhouse, Jr., 12th. Got to go to 16 spots for playoff contenders. Clint Bowyer, 13th. Eric Jones, 14th. And Jimmy Johnson, 15th. Rounding out the playoff 16 is Daniel Suarez. But knocking at his door in 17th is Alex Bowman, who's only a point behind him. And Austin Dillon, who is 3 points behind him on the bubble. And after that, it starts spreading out. And when you only get a point per race, sometimes it's a little difficult to make up. But there you have that. So let's see who we have, our winner, let's see what he had to say on taking his second win of the year. In the number two.
Driving number two, Reese, draw type Ford Mustang. Brad put on quite a clinic out there today. Second win of the season, second win here at Martinsville. Talk about those 500 laps.
Yeah, it was a good day. It was a real good day. You know, the stats maybe look a little bit more dominant than I think it really was. I thought Chase was probably the best car most of the day today, and he passed me there with 150 or so to go, and thought that might be the end of our day, but I was able to learn a few things from him and kind of dissect his strengths and weaknesses and make some adjustments of our own and come back out and, you know, be a little bit better for it. The pit crew did an excellent job gaining or retaining our track position all day, which is critical here at this racetrack. I feel like last fall we were probably even a little faster than we were today, and we lost some spots on that last stop and cost us the win. Where today it was the opposite, that we were able to keep our track position, and that was so key to being able to win today, because I think Chase, if he'd have been out front that run, he'd have drove away from the field and we'd blow us off from his car. But overall, good day. We really needed this, especially for recent draw tighter around our car for two races. We're fighting so hard to keep sponsors on our car, and, you know, we have some gaps to fill there. And so when we have those and we win with some of those partners, that's a really big deal for us. So we're working very hard on that, and I'm proud of them and happy for those guys. I'm just happy for Ford as well. The Mustang is one of those things. I think we started the season with a lot of question marks and a lot of people, you know, asking how the car would come out. And I felt really confident based off of some of the things I'd seen on the engineering side before the season started that the car would come out and be very strong, and but you just don't know until you get on the racetrack. And with the kind of the curveball in the development cycle of the 2019 rules package, there were some big question marks, and I would say right now it's passing with flying colors. So big day for Ford, big day for our sponsors, recent draw tie, big day for me personally to win twice here at Martinsville. It's a track that I feel like we probably could have won like eight races here. So it's almost a little embarrassing to me, only have won twice, but
I'm still very proud of today and glad to come home the winner.
Thank you very much. We want to open up for media questions.
Should I shorten that up?
No, good stuff. It was really good. We're going to open up over here with Davey.
Davey Siegel with Front Stretch. Brad, you led over 380 laps 2 years ago at Richmond. Did this one feel any different, similar, and if you could compare the two, which one was
more fun? Yeah, it felt very similar. I remember that entire race thinking that Jeff was probably the best car, but in our pick, we had the track position, and I was able to find the lane to hold Jeff off. And I remember that race very specifically. Maybe we were probably better on the short run that race and worse on the long run. Today we were better on the long run, worse on the short run. But other than that, it was a really good day. I feel bad I didn't lead the other 50 or 60 laps, but can't be greedy. Well, I can, but.
Mark, PRN. Brad, the way this team has started the year, we've had a lot of different style racetracks now. We're now moving into the short track season. Doesn't appear that your team or the Penske organization has a weak link as far as racetracks right now. Do you feel like you guys are going to be like this all season long, strong at whatever racetrack gets thrown at?
I don't think it's settled in. Mark, I think that we're still very early in the season with, brand-new rules, brand-new tech officials. I don't think we'll see the field really settle into about Kansas. Like I said, that early year, and I'm holding firm with that. We're on the West Coast for 3 weeks where it's not impossible, but it's damn near possible to make engineering advancements on your cars with some of the things you learn. And then, of course, there's always new pit crew members at the start of the year who are learning how to gel together. So I think it's way too early in the season to pick those things out. But that doesn't mean I'm complaining about our success. It's good. It's just good. We need those playoff points, I think we missed the cutoff last year in the playoffs by 10, 11 points. So, today alone, I think we got 7 playoff points. And with our win at Atlanta, that was another 5. So, those are 12 key playoff points that, are really critical. Nonetheless, just the fun of winning today in Martinsville. Those are big things that we don't know how important those are going to be come the fall time. But I think you have to assume you're going to need them. And so it's big to get these wins.
Matt Weaver, Auto Week. Given how important track position seems, if you didn't make the move up front in the first 5 to 10 laps, settle down for a little bit. Did you expect a harder shove from Chase that got into you in 3 and 4 early in the run?
Yeah.
And then late in the run, he moved up the track. How much were you aware of what he was doing, and what was your plan to kind of mitigate that?
Yeah, my spotter kept me pretty aware. There wasn't much I could honestly do. I could say when you got behind cars, you definitely lost speed. And it's not like you didn't lose speed before, but maybe a little bit more speed than you would normally lose. Being the leader, you obviously have to use that to your advantage. But once the field kind of catches up, the lap car, then everybody's fighting the same air, and that can be an interesting time. But I thought Chase did a great job. He raced as hard as he could, and just was able to pull the right move to hold him back.
There you have Brad Kay. Well, going from the short, tight Martinsville to the mile-and-a-half high-speed Texas. All three series in action this weekend. You have the Vancouver 350 Friday night, 9 p.m., Fox Sports 1. The My Bariatric Solutions, 1 p.m. Saturday on Fox Sports 1. And the O'Reilly Auto Parts 500 on Sunday on Fox Network, the regular Fox, the free channel, not the cable channel. And that'll kick off at 3, a little later in the day because it is Texas, time zone changes, all that good stuff. But let's take a look at how I'm going to prognosticate this. Let's see, this race last year, the November race last year, Harvick spanked the field, leading 177 of 337 with Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano as your top three, all leading 40 laps or more. The only person not in that top three or four leading 50 laps was this past weekend's winner, Brad Kay. He wound up 12th. He started 5th, so it looks like I'm seeing a lot of Fords. And your first Toyota would have been Eric Jones, and then first Chevy, and Jones was in 4th. Larson was in 5th, Chevy, and Chase Elliott in 6th. So, race number one, which is the actual this race last year. Kyle Busch, 116 laps, and takes the win. Harvick took second. He started second, led 87 laps, and we had four guys leading over 40 or more, and that was Kurt Busch in the 41 Ford and Eric Jones leading 64 in the 20 car. So there, you have two Toyotas, two Fords leading 40 laps or more. Jones led 64, Busch led 40, Kurt type. Kyle led 116, which is pretty kind of, which is almost double of what Kevin Harvick had in second. So I'm looking at either Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick. I'm not counting in Kurt Busch or Joey Logano. I mean, or Eric Jones. Eric Jones didn't lead, but he did wind up fourth. So he runs good there as well. Does Ford maintain anything? Let's see. Where's Kevin Harvick in the points? I think he is third, but he doesn't have a win. Being he's had so many good runs, he doesn't have a win this year. I'm going to go with Kevin Harvick. So that's our show for today. I'm Vinny, your host. Tune in next week. With the newest edition of Garage Talk Live on blogtalkradio.com. So blogtalkradio.com/garagetalklive. I would have said www. But that's pretty much a given. So that being said, good day and good racing. Bye now.